Ready? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'll go ahead and call to order this hearing of August 23rd, 2018 for Clark County Land Use Matters. My name is Joe Turner. I'm the county's hearings examiner. I'll start with some brief announcements and a summary of the process that will follow so everyone understands how you can participate in the hearing tonight. I start by saying I'm not a county employee. I am licensed as an attorney and trained as a planner. I serve under contract to the City Council, or excuse me, Board of Commissioners, wrong jurisdiction. Serve under contract to the Board of Commissioners. I say that so you know you're getting a somewhat independent review of the applications before me tonight. My role as a hearings examiner is to conduct the hearing and make decisions about certain land use matters in Clark County. In making those decisions, I am required to apply the county's existing laws. I am not a policymaker. I don't have the authority to vary from or change the law. If you think that the laws need to be changed, you can work with Planning Commission and Board of Commissioners to do that. Excuse me. But state law requires that these applications be judged based on the laws in effect when the applications were filed. Procedure will follow. I'll start by asking staff to, well, there's two items on the agenda, so we'll take them in one at a time in the order they're listed on the agenda. I'll start by asking staff to summarize their staff report for that particular case, and then the applicant for that case will have an opportunity to present their proposal and respond to the staff report. If anyone else wants to testify in support of an application, they may do so. Then anyone who wants to testify in opposition or with questions or concerns about an application. Once everyone has had an initial opportunity to testify, I'll give staff and the applicant an opportunity to respond to the testimony that was offered. If that response includes any new evidence, I will give everyone a chance to respond to the new evidence. Otherwise, I'll close the public portion of the hearing and announce what I'm going to do. Excuse me. Anyone with an interest in these applications may offer relevant oral or written testimony, but testimony should be relevant to the applicable approval criteria for the particular application. It is important that you make your best case to me because my decisions are final for purposes of the county. My decisions may be appealed to Circuit Court, or excuse me, Superior Court, the court generally will not allow new testimony and evidence on appeal. So if you feel it's important that myself or any future decision maker knows something about these applications, you need to make sure that gets into the record before me tonight. In order to preserve your right to appeal, you or someone expressly representing you must testify orally or in writing before the close of the record. And in order to raise an issue on appeal, someone must have raised that issue before me. If you feel you need more time to prepare, you can ask me to hold the record open or continue the hearing. If I hold the record open, you'll have an opportunity to submit additional written testimony and evidence before I make a decision. And if I continue the hearing, we can come back and do this again at a later date. If anyone wants me to hold the record open or continue the hearing, you must make that request before the close of the hearing tonight and provide some support for why whatever you want to submit during the open record or continuance, why you couldn't submit that information tonight. When you testify, please come on up to the table here. We need to make sure you're on a microphone. Our hearings are recorded. That's part of our record in the event of an appeal. Please begin your testimony by stating your name and your full mailing address. Please spell your last name so I get it right. And if you represent someone else, please say so. Finally, if you have any exhibits you want me to consider, such as a copy of your testimony, photographs, other documents, or physical evidence, you can hand it to staff to my left. She'll mark it as an exhibit, and I will consider it as part of my deliberations. But unless there's any questions, that concludes my introduction. Okay. I'll open the hearing in the first case, which is POR Meadow Glades Conditional Use Permit 2615. And the applicant in this case has requested a continuance because they need to redo the neighborhood meeting because of notice issues. So I am going to grant that continuance. We will come back and do this one again later. If anyone is here and wants to testify tonight, you can do so, or you can come back to the continued hearing. Do we have a specific date yet?
It's September 27th.
Okay. We're going to continue this till September 27th at 6 o'clock when we'll conduct the hearing on the cell tower. But if anyone that's here tonight wants to testify and doesn't want to come back to the next hearing, feel free to. Does anybody want to say anything about this cell tower application? Okay. Anything from staff?
Nothing, sir.
Okay. Unless the applicant has anything they want to say, I will close the record on this one and continue this until, what did I say, September
27th? September 27th at 6.
At 6 o'clock on September 27th. We'll see you then. Thank you. That concludes the hearing on that item. And we will switch staff if we have staff. Mr. Davio, I didn't think it would go quite so fast.
I'm sure that he didn't either.
So as soon as Mr. Davio gets here, I think he was expecting a little more time for that first hearing. We'll continue with the next hearing in just a moment. In PLD 2018-21, 72nd Avenue Townhomes. Mr. Davio.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. For the record, my name is Richard Davio. I'm the project planner on the proposed 72nd Avenue Townhouse PUD project in front of you tonight. To my left is David Bottomini. He has reviewed the transportation and stormwater elements of the proposal. 72nd Avenue Townhome PUD is a 82-lot subdivision / plan unit development that is primarily in the R30 zoning district. And there is a small portion also on the R16 portion as well. Okay, the presentations tonight, not just from the applicant or staff, but also from neighbors, is to get a perspective of the major issues of the project and identify any outstanding issues, and this will all help make a recommendation to you, Mr. Examiner. All right, the subject site is located on the west side of 72nd Avenue. 72nd Avenue is this main thoroughfare that my cursor is on. There's three dots because there are three parcels. The property here is shown in red. Now, the zone line, I believe, is also this dotted line that comes down here. We'll see in the plan a little bit more carefully, but it's only the very small western portion of the site that's actually zoned R16. Here's an aerial of the proposed site. It's primarily vacant. Okay, at this time, I'd like to show photographs representing existing conditions on the site. This first shot is a view south along Northeast 72nd Avenue. The subject site is along the right-hand side of the screen. I think I'm going to shortly show a picture of the, on the north side of this project, there is a private road, Northeast 133rd Street. There it is. Good. Subject site is just to the south here, and there is an existing Northeast 33rd Street, which is a private road. Here's a view west onto the subject site, primarily right on the edge of 72nd. Another view onto the site. And then what I did is I also took a shot south along 67th Avenue. The applicant is going to connect. If you look at the plan, it's all the way in the western portion, the northwestern portion. 62nd Avenue will connect into the west end of the subdivision. And this is a new Hidden Crest, I believe, is the name of the subdivision here. And this kind of brings me to my last photo, which is very interesting, I'm going to talk about the fact that this is a plan unit development and what that actually means. But one of the primary features of this proposed subdivision is a pedestrian trail. Now, this is the existing pedestrian trail that's heading west that this subdivision is going to connect up with. And as I'll mention in a little bit, or the applicant might also provide that information, They're going to be connecting up a pedestrian, hiking, walking trail that's pretty much going to stretch from 72nd Avenue all the way to 50th Avenue to the west. So that gives us a kind of a glimpse of what that trail is going to connect up to. Okay. As I mentioned, the applicant has proposed this subdivision under a planned unit development, and basically what that means is you can get exceptions from some standards. I think some lot dimensional requirements in the R16 portion are the main things that they were looking for. And in exchange, there are some benefits like the open space, and in this case, the trail that's going through the middle of their site. I'll put the plan up on a second. Staff has reviewed the PUD criteria, and that starts at the bottom of page 5, finding 6. And based upon the open space plan, the street trees, and other elements of the PUD, staff does support and finds that the PUD does or can comply with the PUD standards, and we are recommending approval as such. Now what I'd like to do is just go over the exhibit list. Hasn't been too much entered into the record since the time of the staff report. The staff report and recommendations to the hearing examiner was exhibit 17. Affidavit of mailing was 18. And we have one exhibit that has come into the record since that staff report was issued, and that's the exhibit I just handed to you. It's exhibit 19. The applicant had submitted a letter addressing condition A6 of the located in the staff report currently. A6 talked about the fact that in addition to street trees or the addition to the narrow lot standard trees that are required, there is also street tree requirements. And so the applicant in Exhibit 19 has submitted that to satisfy that condition. Staff believes it does satisfy that condition, but I'll let the applicant talk about that a little bit. Here is a copy of the proposed plan. And as you can see, the open space track with the trail pretty much goes through the entire center of the entire development. And so 67th Avenue is over here to the west end of the development. And the picture I took was just about up here looking west at the trail. The trail will connect up and it will be able to go through the development as I talked about. So that concludes staff's presentation, unless you have any questions at this time, Mr. Examiner.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions.
Sure.
What is the distance? I can't see what the street numbers are. Between 68th and 71st Avenue, is that less than 800 feet? So it's cross-circulation, pedestrian connections not required through there. My map's 8.5 by 11. I kind of guesstimated it out from scale on mine, and it looks like it's less, but I couldn't. It's so narrow, it looks longer than it is.
Let's have the applicant confirm that distance.
Okay.
And like you, looking at the plan here, it is, I'm trying to read those numbers, but yeah.
Yeah. On page 10 of the staff report, it mentions in passing a phasing plan. Is there a plan to build this in phases?
The applicant is proposing phasing plan. In fact, you can kind of see it up. If you look up at the plan with my cursor, phase one is the majority of the site. Phase one is.
Oh, yeah.
I think phase two is only these three lots. Let's have the applicant confirm that, but that's my understanding.
Okay. And do you have the aerial photo by any chance?
Yeah, of course.
The staff report notes that there's an existing house that takes access from the existing road on the south side of this site, and that the applicant's going to provide an easement to modify the driveway. Do you have the larger aerial photo? Because there's another house further to the west that looks like it takes access from that same road.
I'm not sure if we have a larger aerial photo than that. Maybe the applicant does. No, we
top
don't.
Left, a second row, left side, number 11.
That's the earlier case. That's not part of this case.
Ah, darn.
My case starts right here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is the only aerial that we provided for the presentation anyway.
Yeah, in the GIS packet. There, you can just see there's a lot with some trees on it there to the left, to the west.
Where, into the west?
Yeah.
South or north?
Abutting the site. And the applicant, and you mentioned in your staff report, the applicant's going to modify the driveway to that house to access their on-site road, 131st. Or actually is going to go up to that.
Yeah.
And then my question, and that's fine, that makes sense. There's another, it looks like there's another, that driveway on the south boundary of the site continues west to another, serve another home. And I'm wondering, is there an agreement with that residence as well?
We should probably let the applicant get up and... Okay.
And if I could just speak to that really quickly, that is in the record.
The other house is?
I believe we have an exhibit for that.
I know there is for the closest one. I didn't see anything about the other one, but I may have just not realized there were two when it was...
Right. So there was an agreement, and part of it was redacted, but it spoke to the access, and the applicant can confirm that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one was mentioned in the staff report. I wanted to make sure the other one had been addressed as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. The applicant here represented...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Dave Weston with AKS Engineering, 9600 Northeast 126th Avenue, Suite 2520, 98682 Vancouver. Let's start with the phasing. So there are two phases proposed. Richard, Mr. Davio is correct when he states the phase two is lots 80, 81, and 82, and it's basically separation of ownership when this is all done. So that's the purpose for the phase. The center block of townhomes from townhome to townhome, 784 feet in length, that center trail area.
Thank you. That's what I mean.
The tracks are on the ends there.
And that's between 71st and 68 avenues.
Correct. And to speak to the Exhibit 19, I believe it was, the street tree letter that we submitted, basically we were looking to have figures, or in order to meet finding 5, 7C, and condition A6, we were proposing to relocate the proposed chanticleer pears from the current locations on lots 6 through 36, 47 through 77, into the right-of-ways along the frontages of Northeast 131st and 133rd in the planter strip.
Mm-hmm.
And then in place on the narrow lots there to replace them with some of the plant material or the plant material listed in this letter.
So you originally proposed those chanticleer pairs as mitigation for the narrow lots.
Correct.
And now you're going to put those in the right of way and then put other types of, are they all trees? Mostly trees.
Yes.
On the lots themselves.
Trees are large shrubs, for sure. But yes.
Okay.
Mostly.
And if I may interject now, this might be a good time. I look through the list, and I'm okay with most of the items on the list, except I'm not sure about items 14 through 17, nor 12 and then 14 through 17. We can certainly look at those during the final review. I don't know that we need to really pin this down now. I'm happy to look at those later, but I guess the point of my of this is that the majority of these will work. I do want to reserve the right to review them at final, though.
Okay.
And we're fine with that as long as some of them on this list meet the standard.
Most of them do.
Good.
Thank you. One additional item was on page 21 of the staff report, condition D1, and it may have been fixed. It's a Scribner's error. Instead of Northeast Ward Road, it should read Northeast 72nd Avenue is all simple.
Did you say D1?
Yeah, that's a concurrency.
Correct.
Yeah, it does say Ward Road.
Second line there.
Northbound turn lane. And should say what instead of
Northeast 72nd Avenue?
Oh, because later on it does say 72nd Avenue.
Good catch.
Yes, sir. I can speak to the driveway issue. So.
Okay, can I get your name for the record, sir?
Seth Halling, last name H-A-L-L-I-N-G, address 9600. Northeast 126th Avenue, Suite 2520, Vancouver, Washington, 98682. And so originally the property was all under one ownership here, and with the purchase and sale agreement, there was agreement that the driveway would be relocated, and both of those homes to the west are under the same ownership, and so it was all incorporated into the single agreement. And that was the intention there.
Okay. I assumed it was, but I just wanted it on the record since it was mentioned in the staff report.
Just clarify the exhibit.
Thank you, Mr. Holland.
Yeah.
Mr. West.
And I think he's referring to Exhibit 13.
Okay.
Where that information is located.
Thanks. I don't have any other questions.
That's all the applicant has. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to testify in support of this application? Seeing none, is anybody who'd like to testify in opposition or with questions or concerns? Yes. Okay.
My name is David Bryzek, B-R-I-Z-E-K. The address is 7100 Northeast 133rd Street, Vancouver, Washington, 98686. I'm here more for clarification. On the plan there, you're showing that the private road is 133rd Street.
The one on the north?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that you will be putting in 133rd Street. Where is the division? Is it one street?
I will ask staff and the applicant. That's a good question. When he showed that aerial, the photo of the existing 133rd, it looks like they're separate and there's a fence between. I'm assuming that
there's a farmer's fence.
They're going to be separate. We should let the applicant respond, though, officially, but they will be separate.
Separate.
There will be a private road and then a public road.
Both at the same name?
That's not uncommon. It happens.
Okay.
Because we already have delivery issues with people trying to get down, again, Google, trying to get down on 33rd.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hello, my name's Dwayne Shy, S-C-H-E-Y is the last name spelling. My address is 13333 Northeast 72nd Avenue, 98686. My driveway was visible on that aerial photo. I could show you if you want, if you're curious. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to do this and say that we, the citizens, rely on the county to ensure that these conditional agreements, I'm referring to them, I could be wrong in the way I'm referring to them, but these conditional agreements that they're met, and especially when it comes to public safety, and I stress the safety issue because that is why I'm here today. I'm not here to be in opposition to the development or try to stop that. I champion property owner rights. As some background here, I attended a public hearing in the last couple of years regarding a project that was just north of this, Hidden Crest.
Mm-hmm.
And at that meeting, I was led to believe by representatives of the developer that existing road characteristics would be maintained, such as shoulder width. In reality, the shoulder width after the paving and striping is significantly reduced on the east side of 72nd, which is where my driveway enters in. As an example, the east side of the road where my driveway is has a 6-foot shoulder, which was previously 8 feet. And the west side opposite my driveway has a 9-foot shoulder width. I don't know what it was before, but it's 9 foot versus 6 foot on my side. I'm not sure if this is a paving or a striping issue, but the bottom line there that there are safety issues after the road was modified. So I speak to the past issue because I'm concerned about the possibility of safety issues being created and or repeated with this project. In attachment C of the July 31st, I have some copies if
okay.
You want me to.
Is that for the Hidden Crest approval?
No. This is just. I'm going to be referencing some items, and you want it. It says 3 copies.
Sure. Thank you.
Go ahead and get it. Should I give them?
Yeah. That way I can look at it while you're telling me about it.
Sir, are you in the photograph?
No. If you go to the aerial, I can clarify where my driveway comes out. Yeah, that one right there. So if you go right there, that's my drive. That's where I exit out.
And just for the record, since we're not on video, you're just the first driveway north of the site on the east side.
On the east side of the road. So in attachment C of the July 31st, it's not the most recent, but the July 31st document relating to this project, I think. I don't have the title page of that document, but it was dated July 31st.
I'm not familiar with what document you're referring to.
Okay,
it's
so
attached to his
it
letter.
Is on page.
Oh, I see. You're okay.
It's on page 4 of the. It was a document that was approved on July 31st.
Was there a draft staff report, Mr. Tavio?
No.
Yeah, thank you. That would help if we know what we're looking at. Then we can identify it as which exhibit
the document
in the record.
Specifically. I know it's on page 4.
And I'll give it back to you in a second. But it's attachment C, type 3 development and environmental review staff. It's a concurrency review document. It's a concurrency staff report.
And you know what we should do?
That helps.
That might have been a draft. We should look at it in the staff report because that's where.
And there are some. I do have one. I've got 4 different pages that say the same thing.
Let's look at the bottom of page 7 of the staff report, which is Exhibit 17. The bottom of page 7, finding 12, it starts the concurrency and it goes on for a couple pages.
There's a specific item in there or a couple of sentences that I want to reference. And I'll
That's
read
fine.
From this, this.
Do you have a copy of this staff report?
It's in the.
I want to make sure that where you're looking there is also in this staff report there. That was a draft, I think. And so I'm just suggesting that you get a copy.
It is. It's on page.
This is should be
10.
8.
What he's highlighted is on right above finding 5 of the concurrency staff report is on page 10, right above finding 16 of or it's part of finding 15.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure because sometimes those are draft comments and they might not be finaled. I mean, these are documents that I...
I want to hear what you have to say about it. So, yes.
Okay, so to the point is, first, is in that to this point, to my knowledge, the applicant has not indicated that the existing road, appurtenances will be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So has that changed at all? Has the applicant indicated that those will be maintained or not maintained?
The current staff report has that same language. Will be maintained.
So I guess to the point, is the county the one that drafted this paragraph?
Yes.
Okay, so lower in that is the applicant's construction of Northeast 72nd Avenue frontage improvements and northbound left turn lane will need to maintain existing roadway appurtenances, and I'm specifically concerned with shoulder width.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's why I referenced the previous project that was the Hidden Crest project, because that was clearly not the case. I don't know if these same standards or this same verbiage was applied to that one, and that's a separate, that I understand that that's a separate issue, but it is related in a sense that it happened on that project. I was told one thing, and relevant or not, I just don't want to see something like that happen again, especially since in multiple paragraphs on different pages of the same document, that this wordage is repeated like three or four times. That those appurtenances are to be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was an 8-foot shoulder before, that it needs to be an 8-foot shoulder when they. And like I come back to that and stress, I don't know if in my case it was a paving issue or a striping issue, and we can look into that with the county at a separate time.
I just want to make sure I'm clear. With Hidden Crest, you had, what was it, a 9-foot shoulder, and now it's down to 6, roughly?
I had about an 8-foot.
8-foot on the east, and now it's down to 6.
Now it's down to 6.
Okay.
So let me just make sure I've gotten through my... finish my statement here.
Sure.
So, and to clarify, the applicant hasn't indicated to this point where he's going to intends to maintain those or not. So I've included in that a rough sketch and measurements that I took myself relating to the current, measurements of, so hopefully you can make light of that.
Your measurements.
My handwritten note.
That's totally clear. Are you measuring from that 72 and 70 inch wide on the east? Is that from the white line?
Yeah, I took some pictures and I've got them on my phone, but I just,
Oh, that's fine.
It takes time.
Your map is perfectly fine. Mr. Davio, can
yes,
we go to
I
the
measured,
photo of 72nd so I can see, can't quite see from here on that aerial where what the existing shoulder looks like, so I can, there we go, now I can see.
Yeah, so it
the right side in this one is the west, isn't it?
This
you're
side,
on the left
I'm
of this
on
photo
this side over because, here which
yep.
be the east side.
Yep. Okay.
I'm sorry, you're not, I'm looking,
I know. I followed you though. You threw me for a second, but I followed you.
So it is clearly wider, at least in the vicinity of my driveway on that side. Now, I went out there, and if you look, I didn't have a chance to actually use maps online to take some distances, but as you can see how the left, this is actually the tapering, the double yellow line that we're seeing up there right now is the beginning of the tapering for the left turn lane that they had to put in going into Hidden Crest. So I assume you're going to have to, it's pretty much going to be the same thing as this. They're just going to need to move it south.
Mm-hmm. So the photographer in this photograph, that your driveway is right behind the photographer,
yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah, kind of off to the back of mm-hmm. his left shoulder, approximately maybe another 100 feet,
okay.
more or less. Does that sound?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I just don't want to see, there's a driveway up off to the left on left side of this picture, mm-hmm. and they're kind of going to run into the kind of the probably a similar situation that because they're more closer to where this lane's going to be. So I'm not necessarily speaking for them. I'm just using that as an example.
Oh, no, I completely understand.
And I don't, this road is extremely, I don't need to tell anybody else, I'm sure, the hazards that exist on this road with, you know, we got 139th just to the north. And by the way, I was out there taking measurements and there was a rollover crash while I was out there taking measurements at 139th. It doesn't have anything to do with the approval of this problem. I'm just addressing the safety. And specifically, if the county states the condition of approval of this is that they need to maintain at state's shoulder width,
mm-hmm.
I mean, 8 foot's 8 foot. It's not 6 foot like it happened. So I don't know that gets ensured that happens, because I spoke with inspectors on the other project and they kind of like, well, it's a private project, it's not a county project, so we can't, you know, they only got so much leeway, and I didn't question them. That was just kind of the response I got. So I hope there is some way to ensure that the work, if they're required to maintain those distances,
right,
then it gets maintained.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And I will ask if anybody else want to testify about this application. Yes, sir. That's everybody back there is the applicants, or most of them anyway. Hello. Good evening.
My name is Edward Gasporian. And my address is just exactly right here with the trees.
Uh-huh.
Did you say Edward? I'm sorry.
Edward.
Edward.
E-U-A-R-D.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry.
So if I speak a little bit bad English, you know, but
that's fine. Okay. You know, can you spell your last name for me?
Gasporian, G-A-S-P-O-R-Y-A-N.
Thank you.
So my address is 13209 Northeast 72nd Avenue.
And you're
just
opposite the site.
Across this, yeah, just this is my house. Yeah, that's exactly a little bit higher.
Okay.
There?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And then I have two questions. So the one question, you know, if you want to widen that road, which way you want to widen?
You're going to widen it onto the site.
On both sides?
No, just on abutting the site. They might have to widen within the existing right-of-way with the land the county owns. They might have to widen it somewhat on the east. The applicant has to provide additional property to the county and widen it much more on the west, because that's in order to build frontage improvements.
Okay, yeah. I just, the other question, you know, I have a trees there. You see that all the way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all my line. You know, if you widen this side and the east side, then you probably want to cut that trees, right?
Yeah, they're not. They can't enter your property.
Huh?
They cannot enter your property.
They can't not.
No.
Okay.
They have no right to do that.
All right.
Which is why they have to widen it more on the west, onto their site.
Yeah. And then, actually, you know, with just my measurements, you know, the whole my property, it goes from one point from east side. You know, I have some fence there. And I heard, you know, it goes to the middle of the road. This is my property, or it's going until?
It's a right-of-way, so your property ends at the little beyond. The county owns the road.
30 feet.
And a little bit on either side of the road.
I measured it. It's 30 feet.
Okay.
30 feet is just for county road?
Yeah.
And I pay for that county road all the time, right? So that's the question. And then nobody even touched my trees, right?
As long as they're on your property, if they're in the right of, it's unlikely that they will do anything on that side, period, because they the majority of the widening has to occur on their property. They might have to widen it a little bit to the east in order to maintain the bike lane that Mr. Shai was talking about just a minute ago.
Yeah, they already widen when they make some project, you know, a little bit farther.
Yeah, the Hidden Crest one.
Right.
Yes.
So they already white and make some pavement, probably 3 feet or something. Then nobody even asked me about that.
Okay, that's probably within. It has to be within the public right of way, what the county owns.
And then,
so if your trees are on your property outside of the public right of way, outside of what the county owns, then they can't touch them. If they're within the public right of way, within.
If it's inside, then they can cut all my trees.
Yes, if they're in the right-of-way, because it's the county's property, and the county wants its road to be safe and wide enough.
Oh, I know, you know, how much property county have.
You can talk to Mr. Bonamini or Mr. Davio, could probably give you a way to guesstimate it. To be absolutely certain, you need a survey of your property.
Yeah.
To be absolutely
okay.
But the county owns a certain width. I'm not sure what that is in this case, but they would probably be able to tell you.
And when you want to start this project?
The applicant said they're planning to start in the summer of 2018, which is a little late now. So I'm not sure. I'll ask them what their plan is to start building.
Next year? Or this year?
They might start this year.
This year.
Yeah. I'm not sure how fast the permitting process goes, because once I issue my decision, they have to come in and get other permits from the county.
How can I drive, you know, work or somewhere else, you know? They're not going to block me, right?
No, they can't block access. There'll be flaggers. They may, you know, stop traffic one lane up for a bit and then the other lane, but that's standard construction, road construction. But they can't shut down the road.
Because I have just only one road here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else want to say anything about this application? Mr. Davio or Mr. Bottomini, anything you guys want to add?
No, I think it might be helpful to have the applicant respond to at least a couple of these items. And, you know, the shoulder width issue, I don't know what our requirement is. So I'm sure we have a standard requirement for what that shoulder width is. And
that's what I was wondering.
And I would just say, David Bottomini, Development Engineering, Mr. Hearing Examiner, as you stated, there is an incorporation of a bike lane in the principal arterial PR4CB. And I think the applicant could also clarify the location of that bike lane as well within the cross-section and design of the frontage improvements here. And in addition, as I understand it, there's a turn lane there, right, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an incorporation of both, and I think the applicant can provide some clarification on that.
I guess my question is, is there a minimum standard for a shoulder width? Because if the shoulder is wide now, great, but if it doesn't have to be that wide, they don't have to maintain it.
Then it could be reduced inside if the standard is still met.
Well, I'm referring to, we're talking about the west side of the road, right? So we have.
I'm concerned more about the east. The west side, the applicant's got to build the half-width improvement.
Yeah,
the bike lane.
Right, exactly. And so if we're talking about the east side, yeah, we can have the applicant clarify the striping of that as well.
But you don't know if there's a standard for shoulder width.
I mean, the thing about it is that for me, I'm focused on the frontage improvements. And when we get into the questions of concurrency and striping and lanage and all, I would defer to the applicant in terms of clarifying those improvements.
Because what I understand the applicant, this is more for everybody, the applicant has to do is they have to put in they're going to have to widen on the west side some rather significant amount in order to provide a half-width roadway improvement. So they have to provide additional pavement and right-of-way and sidewalk and curb, et cetera, on the west. And that has to include a standard. Do you know what the width is on lane width on 72nd?
What it will become.
Travel lane? Yeah.
Well, it is It's an 11-foot travel lane is the standard.
And then a bike lane?
And then a bike lane. I'm sorry, it is 11 to 12 feet.
Okay, 11 to 12 feet.
And then the 6-foot bike
travel
lane.
Travel lane, a 6-foot bike lane, curb, sidewalk on the west. They also have to put in a turn lane at the side entrance, northbound turn lane. And according to the findings in the staff report, all of that, putting all that in there may require them to widen it a little bit to the east. As Mr. Shai noted, the conditions require that they maintain the existing appurtenances on the east. They can't. But we're unclear about exactly what the extent of those appurtenances are. The county standard is what they have to maintain. If there's an existing, make up some ridiculous numbers, 12-foot shoulder, but they only have to have a 4-foot shoulder, they only have to have a 4-foot shoulder. That's what the code requires.
Can I just ask a question so that we're...
Yeah.
Now, the appurtenances reference, that is, it says all maintain all required frontage appurtenances.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language there.
Okay.
Just so I'm clear as to what exactly you're referencing.
So you're...
In the concurrency finding.
No, I understand. But are you reading that as... That appurtenances requirement only applies along their frontage on the left?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay, I just wanted to make.
We can have the application. That's on page 21.
Is that one of the conditions?
Yeah, that's condition D1 on page 21.
Okay, here we go.
And it's in this is in reference to construction of the left turn lane.
Yeah, and that's what Mr. Shai was concerned about.
Yeah.
And what condition D1 requires is the applicant shall construct a northbound turn lane on 72nd Avenue, used to shape Ward Road, and all related design features at the intersection of 72nd Avenue, 131st Street. I had to orient myself here. Construction of this left turn lane shall also include and maintain all required frontage and appurtenances, i.e. bike lanes, shoulder width, striping, pedestrian facilities, etc. And this may require increasing the pavement width, dedication of right-of-way, and safety-type improvements to comply with roadside clear zone requirements. And then the improvements have to be completed.
One thing Mr. Shine probably should do is, if he doesn't have a copy of the staff report, we have copies in the back, and it has the concurrency engineer, David Jardine, and you could certainly use him as a contact person to talk about the issue further with.
Well, Mr. Shine, what it comes down to is the applicant has to meet the code. If the code requires a minimum 4-foot shoulder, that's what they have to maintain, even if it's now 8 or more. And Mr. Shai, if you want to, I need to get you on a mic just so I can hear. Absolutely, yeah. We talked a lot about this. I want to make sure your question's answered.
I understand. So the word frontage means directly in front of the subject property, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Okay. So does that then mean that they are not required to maintain...
Mr. Shai, I'm afraid I can hear you just fine. I'm afraid the mic's not picking up.
Does that also mean then that... They're are not required to keep the existing appurtenances, even though they may be required to alter the shoulder width on the east side of the road, maybe north and south of that property, which they probably will have, because when you add that 11 or 12 foot left turn lane now, you're not going to put it over here on mm-hmm. one side, because then you're going to have this on a 50-mile-an-hour road. So you
right.
have to center that left turn lane, which means you got to go 6 feet on the east side and 6 feet on the west side. So you're going to have to move that white line 6 feet to the east if you're going to keep that left turn lane centered in the road.
Yes.
Well, they will taper as well, right?
I understand. They did taper just like on the hidden crest, but when they tapered,
reduced the shoulder significantly.
I've got pictures on my phone, and if I may ask, is it if you need some of those photos, is it okay that I get them to you after this meeting? Do I still have a period of time if you think it's necessary? I can get you and show you that where they actually, there's a difference between on that previous project when they started to taper the asphalt to mm-hmm. increase that width, that point on the north and south is different from where the county, when they striped it, I mean, there's like 200-300 feet difference. I can say on the north end of that, they started tapering the striping at 139th is where, and we're coming south. So they started from one single double yellow where they started tapering it out mm-hmm. to all the way to where almost, well, to where 134th is, which you can't see it now because this isn't an updated map.
Right. But I know where it is.
I may have misspoken. I think I said 130. I meant 137th. There's a church there. So we're talking three blocks mm-hmm. is where they started tapering. So the point is there's a difference between where they started tapering the line and where they actually tapered the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the discrepancy of how the shoulder width got reduced. And you know, and there's not a consistent width the whole way. It varies from point to point. But like I said, if the law or the code says that they only need to maintain what the current standards are, not what the existing roadway is. I mean, that's your judgment call. I'm just saying. Yeah. When I read this, my interpretation was maintain all existing. That seems like if it's.
I read it the way you did.
You see what I'm saying?
Until I looked at it again. Yeah, I completely see what you're saying. You know, but it's clearly referring to what they have to put. They have to have enough pavement to put in what they're required to put in on the frontage.
So, but like I said, that's kind of above my pay grade to make that call. I'm just encouraging you to consider the safety factor here. I mean, I'm a father. My first priority is my wife and I got a daughter that's 18 and she has to pull out of that driveway and with a narrower shoulder, for instance, that means we have to stay further back, even though the site distance meets the code. We still have, it didn't, you know, not impact us. It negatively impacted our, I feel, the safety issue because now mm-hmm. we have to stay further back off the roadway. Because,
right.
And we have to look around this gentleman's trees. The county did come out and trim those trees, but I'm just saying it in my view, it negatively impacted when I reduced the shoulder. It definitely didn't improve road safety because mm-hmm. you don't have as much room to maneuver. That's what they make these standards for, based upon the speed of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's an accident, do drivers have room to avoid an obstacle? And anytime you decrease the shoulder width from what it was, in my view, that's making it less safe.
I understand.
So
the issue before me is whether it meets a standard that adopted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw. I appreciate you raising the issue, and I think you did it very well. Does the applicant want to respond? Mr. Halling.
Name Seth Halling, last name Halling. And to try and address each of these comments, I'll try to go through based on, you know, as they were presented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially the 133rd Street or 133rd Way is a private street, and we, at direction of county staff, and it's all documented as exhibits, there was correspondence with those neighbors regarding if they would be willing to close their private street. The response was from all parties negative, mm-hmm. not want to. So we move forward, and the plan is that there will be the half-street improvement for the subdivision with 3 feet of separation between edge of pavement and the existing fence that's the property line there. And the existing fence would be maintained, so there would be a separation between those two.
Okay.
And then as far as the street naming, you know, that's assigned by the county. So we've labeled it as 133rd Street within the public side of it. I don't know for certain that that's what the county.
So the county may name it something else, place, or could be, or even 131st. No, second.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to Mr. Shea's comments regarding the shoulder widths. I happen to be the engineer on the project to the north as well. And during design, we worked to maintain that existing shoulder width that was out there. However, you know, construction took place, and that width was also, to my knowledge, that the pavement was that wide. And then when the striping was completed, it appears that it wasn't maintained when the striping was put down. And it looks like, it sounds like, based on the information, that it may have been shifted a little bit to the east, to that where it reduced that east shoulder.
Who does the striping? The county?
The county, okay. Yes.
So, Mr. Shea, you might talk to the county about that issue and maybe go out and stripe it again. But that sounds like, I don't know if they will or not, but that's, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Holling, for addressing that issue.
Moving on, as far as what the existing or the proposed shoulder would be, the section for that 72nd Street upon full build-out will be a 6-foot bike lane with no shoulder.
Right.
Basically, from fog line to the eventual future curb would be 6 feet. Currently, I believe it varies between 7 and 8 feet along the shoulder throughout there. You know, as it, mm-hmm. it widens in some areas as you get to driveways. And, you know, the street widening would take place, as you mentioned, within the right-of-way that's existing there. There isn't significant slope or grade issues that we foresee as being a concern where we wouldn't be able to do the widening and, you know, maintain it within the existing right-of-way. We'll have to review a little bit closer whether the trees are or are not in the right-of-way. I don't expect to impact them. However, when we move to the next step, preparing the construction plans, it'll be looked at closer as we do the finalized layout for the left turn lane in conjunction with the review by the traffic engineer that the county has. Existing right-of-way out there is 60 feet, so 30 feet on either side of the center line. One thing to just point out as far as safety goes, along 72nd and 139th, there's construction currently on 119th Street to the south, and there's been closures along there, so there's a lot of detour traffic going up to 139th Street, which has led to additional congestion in the area. As far as the construction schedule, currently our plan is for early 2019 to begin construction on the site.
2019?
Yes.
Okay. So a year and a half from now, roughly.
So January, February.
Yeah. So I guess it's closer than I thought to January. Yeah. Okay, a year and a few months.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. We're only talking about months. Like
it is 2018.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's why I was surprised that it would. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. been a long day.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any other questions or clarifications. Those are the items I had jotted down.
No, I don't have any. Thank you, Mr. Holling. With that, I'll close the hearing and close the record. Based on the findings in the staff report, the application does or will comply with the approval criteria. I appreciate the concerns raised by the neighbors. As I said, the applicant has to comply with the code as far as the frontage improvements on 72nd. They will dedicate right-of-way and construct improvements on this site to the west. They might have to widen somewhat on the east in order to accommodate the turn lane in the, that they're required to provide. As far as impacts to the trees on the east, if they're within the right-of-way, the applicant and the county have the right to remove them. It's just like if they were on your neighbor's property. Hopefully they are. It's hard to tell from the aerial photo. Hopefully they won't be impacted. I will approve it subject to the conditions in the staff report, and I will send that out to the county. The county will send it to parties of record, so you get my decision, a copy of my decision if you've testified orally tonight. And that concludes our hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.